Hi, this is Samil Bhartia, and welcome to TFR Newsroom. And today we have with us Rob Hirschfeld to dissect a breaking news that is a scoop that Protocol just dig out that Google is going to contribute Istio to a foundation. There are so many things to talk about. Let's first start with, have you read that news on Protocol?
I have. I've seen the article, and as intrigued as I am by the news, there's a couple of things in that article that have me scratching my head. So there's a couple layers to this. I'm looking forward to digging in.
So let's start with, you know, one layer of the onion at a time. What is that in that article that you are intrigued with?
You know, obviously Istio is a critically important piece of infrastructure in the Kubernetes community. Although it's not quite as important or as solitary as it had been a year ago, there's actually some real competition in here. But this is really an indication of Google sort of bowing to the pressure that Istio isn't going to be managed as a Google asset. And then the thing that's, so they're looking at moving it into a foundation. They didn't automatically say CNCF. So there's a scratcher on why not just assume CNCF as the target foundation. And then the other side of it is some of just the language they use, right? Saying the word donate instead of contribute, and claims that they were making about how Kubernetes was based on years of work from, Google when, you know, all the statements so far have been that Kubernetes was a new project and sort of formed net new. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of sort of bits that you can tease out in this where statements don't line up with the traditional way that open source is messaged. Even the idea that that Istio is like this crown jewel of Google's open source strategy doesn't line up, because I can think of things like Golang and their Linux contributions, just those things that are, they're huge contributions where, you know, Google really shows a lot of leadership in the open source community, let alone Kubernetes itself, which Google often takes credit for initiating and bringing into the community. So it's sort of a little, you know, Google centric view, and maybe that should be expected around Istio in the comments.
They said that is going to be donated or contributed to a foundation. So, and you said they did not specifically mention CNCF. There can be many reasons. One could be that they are still in talks with CNCF to discuss what they want to do. And since the coupon that we are expecting to have is not happening, it could be that it would eventually go to CNCF, but since nothing has been formalized, so they don't want to talk about it. Or second is that just the way Kubernetes became an anchor project for CNCF, maybe there would be, like, there are a lot of new foundations within Linux foundations, you know. The Continuous Delivery Foundation came out, and you'll see that, hey, a lot of these projects do make sense within CNCF. Or Cloud Foundry is there, you know, where it's coming closer. So,
well, there's also open networking. I mean, when you look at the Linux Foundation, it is a foundation of foundations. And so they might be looking at Istio as something that has utility outside of Kubernetes, and they don't want to be seen as this small ship inside of this, you know, they don't want to be the sidecar, if you will, of Kubernetes. They think they could sort of dominate a discussion and be used more generally outside of the CNCF. I know, you know, talk from my conversations with Chris, the idea with CNCF was not to make, you know, everything sort of like, you know, little sidecars around Kubernetes. But that is what's sort of been happening in the CNCF. They haven't had an equal weight secondary project.
Also, if you look at the whole governance model, you know, the structure, the technical committee, you know, the kind of people, you know, are there on the board. So they have a different focus, you know, when you bring a lot of projects together. Okay, the code contribution that is happening is totally, you know, disjointed from that. That also plays a very big role about, you know, so sometimes these projects, what focus they need. So sometimes people look and say, hey, you know what, why do you have a different foundation for this XYZ project that it could have been very suited in CNCF? No, because there are a lot of governance that, you know, the direction of that project that it needs. It needs its own, you know, its own technical committee. It needs its own governance so that they can steer their project in that direction. So I think that they might go to Linux Foundation. It may or may not be part of CNCF. That we will see.
Now, I think you're raising a good point, is that, you know, if you feel like a project has unique governance needs, then you don't want it to be sort of lumped in with different governance models. But when I look at Istio, I'm not sure that that's the case. It really is so tied to Kubernetes at this time. We do need, you know, a more broad, you know, reverse proxy service mesh thing. And it's possible that what they're really shooting for is to have service meshes be their own sort of top level foundation, you know, essentially like what we see with Apache and Apache Foundation. And, you know, at the constellation of things that came up around that. I wish that that had been articulated in this article. It, you know, there was so much that could have said, you know, sort of what they were looking for or why it was important. It ended up being a much more sort of, this is what we're not happy with, or, you know, there was a comment about internal struggles inside of Google about even donating at all and trying to retain the IP, which I don't object to offhand. It just is a little bit sort of a back and forth that we're getting into now, where it's like, it's in, it's not in, it's in, it's not in, it's open source, it's going to be governed by Google. Just to be very, very clear, those inconsistent signals are very disruptive to adoption of these projects. So companies don't want to join in and contribute. They don't want to necessarily build products around it when you get inconsistent signals. And that's a problem for Istio, because in the last year, Istio has some real competition.
So why are they doing it now? What has changed? Yes, there has been mounting pressure. If you have been, you know, on Twitter, you would know that. But why now?
I do think there is internal pressure to make this happen, but I do think there's also real competition. You know, if you go back 6 months ago, I think that people in the Istio community were assuming that they had won the fight. They'd spiked the football, if you want my sports analogy here. And, you know, and sort of thought that they weren't in threat. And then, since then, you know, Linkerd, the new version of that's really made a serious comeback. HashiCorp, which raised, a significant amount of money, really tooled Consul to compete in this case. Both of those tools are much simpler than Istio. You have some things like Kong, Conduit. There's new projects that are coming up where people are looking at what this problem space is and thinking it through in different ways. The way service mesh interacts with containers is a new thing. We're only at version one. Linkerd is at version two. They're showing some evolution. We're going to be in version two before, or even three, before we really have stable service mesh constructs that are widely adoptable. I know people are being successful with the tech today. I don't want to take away from that, but it's still early.
We had a discussion about this in our last talk about, you know, open source sustainability foundations versus single vendor models. And that, you know, kind of, you know, reflect on that a bit too. A long-term, you know, a project is safer in safer hands with foundation, but it depends on what is the governance of that foundation itself. Here, you know, the things are a bit different. So first of all, how critical is Istio to Google?
That's a great question, because I think that it is important, right? The Anthos project, which is their Kubernetes management plane on premises, or in Colo, sort of this extended management plane for Kubernetes, does have Istio integrations and ties. And if you're talking about taking a Kubernetes cluster and stretching it across different control planes or data center boundaries, then you need a service mesh to make that work. So from that perspective, I think it's very important from a strategic perspective. It's, once again, not something that was messaged as part of this thing, right? I think the market would understand very well if he had said, our integrations between Anthos and Istio, you know, we felt like needed to be baked or needed some understanding, or we were worried about our ability to influence that. Once again, none of that's very clear, but you're right to bring up there are commercial drivers for how Istio might be being used in very specific ways within the Google property set or roadmap.
How does that affect the perception of the project, adoption of the project, and the whole ecosystem? Kind of, you know, there is already a very, you know, when I talk to a lot of companies, they have invested and they were going to back Istio either way. So, what do you think will be the impact of this announcement?
I think that people are still scratching their heads. I don't think this resolves the concern or confusion around Istio's governance in the future. I believe that that's what they're trying to do, and sort of say, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to contribute it to a foundation. All that's great. There's a flip side, but in that comment that he actually made that is also very powerful. So he said that Istio is not yet complete. It's not ready. And that makes a lot of sense if Google's like making it work with integrated products or they have development processes, things like that. The foundations are amazing for long-term governance and sustaining, supposed to be at least, because they should be able to create critical mass with multiple vendors and then keep a project alive in a neutral location. But if you're building a product around that project, then you all of a sudden are now constrained by that same governance model. So now if you want to add code or change an API or inject an interface or split things apart, then you are constrained by working within the foundation and the governance process and getting a consensus on those changes and then flowing them through. For example, I was talking to somebody the other day, 3 years ago, we started talking about how to pull apart, maybe four, pull out the cloud providers in Kubernetes. And they're just now completing that work. And that's not bad. It just means that in a foundation governance model, you move slowly. You are very careful about APIs. You have to build consensus. You have to pull everybody along. And so when you move into that governance model, and Swap, this is exactly what we were talking about with single vendor open source versus community or foundation open source. You can't move as quickly because you're impacting other people's products and their go-to-markets and the way they're using the product. And so the benefit of a foundation is you have a more stable base, a lot more controls. The downside, which they clearly state in the article, is that you lose the ability to move fast and break things, borrowing Facebook's favorite phrase. That's a balancing act that you have to do if you're taking a project that you really depended on.
Going back to the point of the criticality of this project, how critical is look at other service mesh project Istio to the rest of the ecosystem?
I think its criticality is waning a little bit as we start to understand that there are alternatives for it. It had looked like it was going to be the way to do service mesh, and that sort of moment passed as we got more alternatives in market, and I would expect that to happen. Let me give you a very big perspective, because service mesh really ends up being the API that most applications use as an abstraction in front of Kubernetes, right? We use Kubernetes to spin up containers, and it has APIs and a whole bunch of operators and things like that. But the service mesh provides a service abstraction. That's what it does. And it provides a potential exit for people who don't want to use Kubernetes. And so this is a very interesting place to think about that whole perspective, is that we are starting to build a layer of technologies that, while they're integrated with Kubernetes, aren't necessarily Kubernetes specific. And so one of the signals that you can take from this article is that service meshes don't need to be so tightly integrated into the CNCF, the Kubernetes Foundation, that the operators of the biggest service mesh project are saying, we want a neutral place because maybe this is the signal that we're not going to be Kubernetes exclusive from that perspective. And that would be a very interesting tea leaf to read out of this article, and completely reasonable. If you look at some of the service meshes that are coming in, Linkerd really started out of the Docker space and came into Kubernetes, but Consul had a completely different origin story coming into this use case. And there's other, right? There's other firewalls, proxies, application load balancers that could be coming into this space, and it could become much more chaotic, which is good. I mean, we want different ways to solve this problem because it's the service abstraction layer is absolutely critical. Some people could tell you that it was more critical than the Kubernetes layer altogether, which may be heresy to some of our listeners, but that's the way, that's the reality.
Let's talk about time frame a bit. Despite the statements that were made in that protocol article, about whether the project is not ready. I don't think any project is ever ready, you know.
That is true.
So what does it look like that when do you feel that, number one, which foundation it will go to? We may have the answer. And by what are the roadblocks where they're saying that it's not ready? Are there some realistically real things that they say it's not ready? Number two is, when do you see that it will hit a foundation and it will be an element that, yeah, you're ready? Actually, if you look at CNCF, every project goes through a process of sandbox and then incubation and then, you know, graduation. But that does not mean that companies cannot use project. A lot of companies, they are already using it and then they put it in sandbox, then they put it in incubation. So let's talk about that a
bit. That's actually the better strategy is really you start sandbox after you've gotten some proven thing. I'm not a fan of the plant the flag, then figure out the project type of thing. The Linux Foundation in some cases pop up many foundations like mushrooms. They spring up out of fertile ground. And it could be that what they want to do with Istio is actually let it be the anchor. And that does allow you to bypass the sandbox process. So if you are the anchor project or projects in a new foundation, a sub-foundation at a Linux Foundation, which is what I would predict since you're asking me for a prediction. The Linux Foundation's proven very willing to create sub-foundations. And so in that case, they start the foundations with these seed projects. Those seed projects basically get first mover status and they bypass this incubation process. It's what we did when we started the LF Edge Foundation. I'm a board member of the LF Edge, and we started with, you know, four or five projects that sort of jump-started the whole process, and they came in as projects. And then we retroactively went back and added an incubation process and moved things forward and then evaluated the projects that were already in against that process. And so this is a chance for Istio to sort of say, we are the anchor, we are the project, we're not going to go through a sandbox, blah, blah, blah process with all the governance that would go with that. If you're a core infrastructure element in production for places, and you feel like you want a lot of control of your destiny, I can understand the resistance to that. Especially if you're used to corporate governance where, Sergi can come in and say, no, make this project, whatever, make it go away. And that's, that's the way things go. So I can see that. It's a balance. But as far as like some of the other activities that we used to see a lot of, 10 years ago, OpenStack, popping up as a completely autonomous foundation, or Cloud Foundry opening up as a completely autonomous foundation. I think the appetite for that, a completely standalone new foundation has really gone away. Both the examples I just gave have found that going it alone is hard. It can cause real angst in how you maintain and sustain a project and the fundraising and all of the things that go with that.
So Rob, finally, at least another good thing out of 2020 is that this whole kind of controversy around Istio has been kind of settled down, and we'll see the home to it. So thanks for sharing your insight quickly. We just jumped on the call as soon as we saw the story on protocol. So thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And back to our audience. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button and also the notification bell so that every time we post a video, you will be notified in your inbox. Thank you.